Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 9th of June, 1969. And it has been another week since the last tape I made to you of hard work, scrubbing and cleaning and painting and banging and tearing down and putting up and dusting and washing and you name it, we have done it. The club has taken on a new look, one for the better. I am tired, and I deserve to be tired, but I am well. I feel fine, and I have a good sense of accomplishing many things, and I think this is real nice. Tomorrow, Betty McKinney, who is my supervisor, she is right over at the other Ann Campbell. Ann is her assistant. But Betty is coming down for an official visit. And I think that's real nice because, well, two things. One, she's a fine individual. She's a great deal of fun. I like her very much. And two, I have many things I wish to show off to her. Because I'm proud of what my staff and I have accomplished since she has been here the last time. And the last time she came was when she brought me to Bearcat, and that was back at the end of March. So it has been March, April, just over 2 months since she's been here. And I'm sure she'll be surprised at all the changes in the club. The last couple of new things during the club, we painted a new movie screen. Well, we don't have a screen, but what we did was paint the wall. And it's kind of hard to describe that, just but the layout of the lounge is oblong. Another chopper. The lounge is it's rectangular. And they had the stage and the screen going across the width of the room, which to me just is completely ridiculous. I mean, everything should be the length of the room so that you can view it better and provide for more people. We have moved the stage, and then just recently we tore down the plywood that was being used as a movie screen, and we just painted the wall that is behind the stage the size of a CinemaScope film, and it looks real good. And of course we have new lights throughout the club, and we have cleaned up and thrown out so much stuff. I mean, you're working in 2 and 3 inches of dirt and dust at all times. Anyway, I see a big change, and what's even more important than a physical change is the attitude of the men that are working for me. As you know, I have Linda and 3 GIs, Ralph, Bob, and now Ray. Oscar went home and Ray Nelson took Oscar's place. But it has taken weeks to get these young people to take any pride in their work, in their club, and in themselves. And every Monday morning, I try to have a staff meeting. And today's Monday. I get these days all mixed up. They just run one into the other. I try to have a pot of coffee and some cookies and whatnot. We have a staff meeting in my office. And I really am getting a feedback of enthusiasm, of interest, of concern. And this is good. This is what I've been looking for. You know, if I open my door, the choppers will sound even louder. I have my door closed. And I'm in my room, and still they sound like they're right on top of you. So anyhow, the boys have come a long way. They're doing things on their own, small things, that just, but one boy in particular, well, really two, have said to me repeatedly, gee, what a difference, Ann. Boy, it's about time somebody took an interest in the club. You know, we had no idea things were supposed to work this way and that way. But it has been a hard struggle, Duchess. It has been 12 and 14 hours, 7 days a week. I didn't get a day off this week, and I didn't get one last week, because something always comes up, and I don't know if I can get one this week or not. But I don't really mind. Every once in a while I manage to get 3 or 4 hours. Like tonight, I came home about, I don't know, 6:30 or so. I was just all in. I had a day with colonels and majors, and hopefully we'll get some work done in this hooch. I don't know. We have new compound commanders for the post, and I think there's going to be some changes made here at the hooch in the next few weeks. But it's discouraging because after I do a day's work at the club, I come home to a pretty filthy house. And the maid is here all day, but unless someone stands right over her, nothing gets done. And it makes me very mad. In fact, today, you know, Betty is coming tomorrow, and we have these cubicles that are called rooms, and we don't keep them clean, only mine and Linda's, and I mean, they're not clean, really. But when someone special comes, we have to clean up one of the rooms. Well, there's like 3 or 4 inches of dust on everything, the mattress, the bed, and whatever else may be in the room. There's only two other beds in the whole house. So what I did was take the mattress off, beat it to death, wash it down, and then I scrubbed the bed, you know, the steel frame, and then I had a wall locker, and I took it and scrubbed it down. I did this myself, right? I came over for about an hour or so, because the maid just doesn't know the meaning of the word wash and scrub. Well, forget it. I mean, she just wipes things with a rag, and it's all streaky, and so I try to show her, but it doesn't seem to register. Anyway, I cleaned down Betty's room and put clean sheets on the bed, so at least when she comes, she can have a clean place to sleep for the one night that she'll be here. She'll come tomorrow morning and stay overnight and leave early on Wednesday morning. I wish she would stay a couple of days, really. Most people hate to have their supervisor visit, but I kind of look forward to it. I think I'm fortunate in having both the other Ann Campbell and Betty McKinney for supervisors, because they're both fine people, real nice. So anyhow, I'm anxious for her to see the club and see what we've done to it, and I'm sure she'll be pleased. So, and particularly because of her visit, we have tried to do a few extra things the last couple of days. This is in between all the other things that come up, you know. So it has been a busy time for us, very, very busy. But I can honestly say things are in good shape. They're certainly not the way I would like them yet. I must have about 85 projects in my head yet that I want to do. But it takes so much time, Duchess, because sometimes, like we have screen doors on the hooch now. It took me weeks to get the doors. Now that I have the doors, I have nothing to keep them closed. You know, they need a spring on it. I have hooks to hook them from the inside, but when we leave the room, the door swings wide open. Well, I've been trying to get springs, or if you cut a rubber tube apart, you can put rubber on it and it'll spring the door back. It takes weeks to find things because supplies are very hard to come by. I mean, we have an awful time getting any paint, any color, and even the brushes and the rollers and wood, forget it. I've been tearing things down. I've torn down so many things just because I need the wood to build something else. It's kind of like stealing from Peter to pay Paul. Anyhow, and I do have a few people who support me and compound, and I think the whole concept is taking a new image here, and I'm very, very pleased. Now, with my luck, I'll probably stay here another month or two, get it squared away till it's the best club, because that's the way I like it. And they're meeting me. You wait and see. I just have that feeling in the back of my mind. But what can you do? What can you do? If the staff will do what they know they should do, they could maintain it pretty well. But it has been a struggle. So, anyway, so much for the club. Let's see, I did get your letter, your recent one. I can't remember what it said. Oh, isn't that terrible? I do remember some things, such as about the watering and the grass is as high as an elephant's eye. I know that. And you're on vacation, getting some sun, doing a little socializing. Well, this is good. Just don't overdo it with that garden, Duchess, because, you know, you've got lots of time and there's no need to get it done in one summer. So just take it easy with those bricks on the patio. It sounds like it's going to look lovely. And as you say, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate, just something you can enjoy with your morning cup of coffee. I can't wait to be there in the summertime. I've never been in the house during the summer months. So perhaps next year will be my lucky year. I'm watching this thing spin around. It's going to be very close to the end. Let's see. I did have a note from Mother. She just thanking me for the check I had sent. She had a bad cold, but evidently it's all right now. I guess my brother's fine and his family are all well. Who else have I heard from? Not too many lately.